Conversation 1.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Mr. Messinger. So I read in your email that you're interested in a remodeled terraced house, and this one came to mind immediately.
Excellent. Oh, wow, I can already see the kitchen island we were hoping for from here.
Right, yeah. The space was remodeled just last year, and the open kitchen means you get lots of natural light while cooking or eating. As you can see, the kitchen appliances are state-of-the-art. There's a smart dishwasher, and on the left side of the kitchen island, there is a side-by-side fridge with ice maker function.
I'm glad to see that there's so much space in the backyard. I didn't expect much from the house, to be honest. It looked so small when I checked it out on Google Maps.
It's actually very spacious, especially with the two balconies, which are accessible from the bedrooms.
How many bedrooms are there in total?
So, the hard facts. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1 on each floor. And in the back garden, there's even an outdoor shower and an infinity pool. Here we are at the main bedroom. The other bedroom next to it was used as an office before. As you can see, this house has a lot to offer. What is your impression so far?
It seems like this place has everything my wife and I had hoped for. As a photographer, I especially like the idea of another bedroom being used as an art studio. Now, obviously, I have to ask the question. What is the price point?
The owners would like to sell it for $750,000. It's quite a good deal for a house with so many incredible features.
I'll talk to my wife, and we'll get back to you before the weekend is over to discuss the next steps. Is that okay with you?
Sure, I'll look forward to hearing from you soon.
Conversation 2.
Welcome. Mr. Spillane, wasn't it?
Yes, nice to meet you. I understand the condominium that is for rent is on the 5th floor?
Yes, right this way. Normally we do public showings when new places are on the market, but today you're in luck. It's a private tour. Here's the front door.
Great.
This condo is perfect for one person. Here we are in the main living room. The kitchen has everything you need. Oven, microwave, refrigerator, freezer, and counter space. To the right, around the corner, is the bedroom, and the bathroom is in the hallway. There's even a built-in bookcase on the far wall that will provide you with even more storage room.
How much is the monthly rent?
It's £1,800 per month, and you have to pay a security deposit of £4,000 to move in. The building is very centrally located, which is why the price might seem like a lot, but the view and the easy access to central London make it worth it.
What's that noise?
Oh, probably just one of the other tenants. You can hear the sounds quite easily at the moment because the unit isn't furnished yet. You'll hardly hear any neighbours when there are a few pieces of furniture in the room.
Good thing I'm not very sensitive to noise. Okay, I'll think about it and get back to you next week.
Yes, just give me a call. But don't take too much time to make your decision. There are a lot of others waiting to lock down a place like this.
I won't. Thanks for your time.
Conversation 3.
Hi, my name is Mara Smith. I'm calling regarding the detached house in Sheffield, Vermont.
Yes, this is Blake Webster speaking. The property just became available for sale. Would you like to make an appointment to view the property?
I have a few questions first, if you don't mind.
Of course.
I would be a first-time homeowner, and I'm looking for a single-family home with a backyard. When was the house constructed, and in what condition is it? We need to get a mortgage from the bank, so could you give me a few details about what we could expect? How high are the running costs? And are there any necessary repairs?
I see. The house was built in the 1980s and used to be rented out as temporary accommodation for skiers. It has a finished basement that could be used as a game room or a workshop. The windows are new and well insulated, and the previous owners actually installed solar panels, which reduces the running costs considerably. The panels require regular servicing and cleaning, but the costs are minimal. The only part that needs repair is the hot water system, which has experienced some issues in recent years.
All right. I'd like to find a time to view the site then. It sounds like exactly what my husband and I are looking for.
Great. Available viewing dates are next Monday at 3 or 4 p.m. or Wednesday at 5 p.m. Can you tell me your email address? I'll send you the address and a form to fill out via email.
Thank you. Monday at 4 p.m. is perfect. My email address is mara.smith@gmail.com.